reference to the Spirit in the New Testament. Both words can refer to wind or breath. The general idea is the same. Ruach and pneuma express energy, motion, life, activity. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit set apart, belonging to God. He is God's power and presence among His people. The Holy Spirit, though more visible in the New Testament, was also at work in the Old. He was present at creation, hovering over the face of the waters, poised to order and complete what the Father had purposed and planned. Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. The Holy Spirit was instrumental in the Exodus. Isaiah chapter 64, verses 7 to 14. He gifted God's people for service, equipping Bezalel and Aholiab, not just with artistic excellence, but with the Spirit's power to reshape a kind of heaven on earth. Exodus chapter 35, verses 30 to 35. We see frequently how the Spirit in the Old Testament rested on individuals like Balaam, Gideon, Jephthah, Samson, and Azariah for special acts of speaking or acting. Numbers chapter 24, verse 2, Judges chapter 6, verse 34, chapter 11, verse 29, chapter 13, verse 25, chapter 14, verses 6 and 19, chapter 15, verse 14, 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 1. The Spirit could also come on people for a time and then depart, as Saul experienced, 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 14, and David feared, Psalm 51, verse 11. The Spirit's activity in the Old Testament is powerful but less than complete. It's no surprise, then, that the Old Testament looks forward to a coming age of the Spirit. Three prophecies in particular predict the glory of this new day. Joel chapter 2, verses 28 to 32 looks forward to the Spirit's coming upon all God's people. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 22 to chapter 37, verse 14, awaits the day when the Spirit will dwell within God's people personally and permanently. And Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 to 5 promises a Spirit-anointed branch from the root of Jesse, who will usher in the day of salvation for Israel. A universal Spirit, an indwelling Spirit, and a Spirit-empowered Savior. This is the age of the Spirit the Old Testament anticipates. Under the New Covenant, this outpouring is realized. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 to 11. The Spirit is poured out on all flesh. Acts chapter 2, verses 14 to 21. Indwells all believers. Romans chapter 8, verse 9. And empowers and glorifies the Spirit-anointed Messiah in His earthly ministry and saving work. The New Testament emphasizes that last point more than we often realize. The Spirit empowered the Son through every stage of His ministry. The Holy Spirit over...